Hey, hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-based radio for the younger generation and the young at heart. Hello, this is Mr. Nick with Wee Kids, a good little radio program to help us to get to know God, or to know Him better through His dear Son, Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Youngster, there is no other way to know God, to please God, to love God, than through His Son, Jesus Christ. That's the good news of the gospel and the good news of Wee Kids for the next half hour or so here. I am delighted that you're listening, Jacob. I like your biblical name, young man. Deanna, good to have you along. Hello, Benjamin. Deidre, it's good to have you listening, too. Hello, Joshua and Melissa. Leroy, Rebecca, Kayla, and Nathaniel, nice to have you listening. Joseph and Martha and Grandma, hello to you on your walk. Clara and baby Jackie, greetings to you too. Hello to little Joe, age 4 and growing nicely. Zachary, hello to you. Would you like a big hug on the radio, young man? Okay, here it comes from Mr. Nick. Oh, I love you, sweet kid. Rachel, hello to you, and hi to your little brother, too. Lydia and Jedediah, greetings to you. James and Harley, it's good to have you listening. And over here, hi to you, J-Kids, Jessica, Jolene, and Jenna. And hi to you, too, if I haven't said hello to you. Now, what's coming in the next half hour? Tabitha, a good and gracious and generous lady, died, and many people mourned. But she did not stay dead. How can this be? Well, it has to do with our good and gracious and generous God, the maker and giver of life. And we're going to be talking plenty about that life through Jesus Christ during the next few minutes. For little people and their families, this is Wee Kids.
There was a very greedy guy who thought he had so much. He was rich, yet he was poor, 'cause he said, "I don't have enough." So he filled up his barn up to the brim, but then he built a bigger barn. But he did not share his crop with his friends or invite them to his farm. 'Cause you can be rich but very poor when you're always one for more. You can be rich but very poor when you're always one for more. The harvest came, but he didn't change. He would always fuss and fume, oh poo, about needing a storage space for his crops. He had to make room, but one day he keeled over. I think he might have died, but the sad thing is that no one knew and no one even cried. 'Cause you can be rich but very poor when you're always one for more. But you can be rich but very poor. Set your mind on things above. By our hearts we'll measure how we share God's love. 'Cause you can be rich but very poor when you're always one for more. You can be rich but very poor when you're always one for more. You can be rich but very poor when you're always one for more. You can be rich but
good way to get started on Wee Kids here.
Mr. Nick, Mr. Nick!
Well, hi, Nikki.
Mr. Nick, did you hear what she was singing?
Yes, thank you, Mary Rice Hopkins.
Rich but very poor? I think it'd be great to be rich.
Well, there is a nice side to having fancy things.
Like two bikes and boxes of candy under my bed? And money?
Nikki!
Not just ones, but tens and twenties and fifties.
Nikki, that's the problem.
What?
People start loving stuff instead of people. Loving stuff instead of God.
Oh, you know I love God.
But the more stuff you have, the easier it is to get distracted.
Distracted?
Sure, loving the wrong thing. And that leads to being spiritually poor. You can be rich, but very poor. But, like the Bible says, we're supposed to be keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus.
I guess you're right, Mr. Nick.
It's all right to have nice things, Nicky. Just don't love them.
Okay.
Love God first, and then people.
I do. Thanks, Mr. Nick.
You're welcome.
Bye.
So long. Young, and remember to keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. Always love God first and then people. Don't love stuff. Sometimes people get that turned around. In fact, a lot of times people get that turned around. But remember, first God, then people, then way down below that, at number 27, at number 1,027,000,000,027, then you can use stuff. But be sure to love people. Love God first. Today's Bible time, based on Acts chapter 9, has to do with a woman by the name of Tabitha, a good and gracious and kind lady who loved God. In the city of Joppa, there was a follower of Jesus Christ named Tabitha. Her Greek name, Dorcas, means a deer. She was always doing good and helping the poor. While Peter was in Lydda, Tabitha became sick and died. Her body was washed and put in a room upstairs. The followers in Joppa heard that Peter was in Lydda. Lydda is near Joppa. So they sent two men to Peter. They begged him, "Hurry, please come to us." And so Peter got ready and went with them. When he arrived, they took him to the upstairs room. All the widows stood around Peter crying. A widow is a woman whose husband has died. They showed him the shirts and coats that Tabitha had made when she was still alive. Peter sent everyone out of the room. He kneeled, he prayed, and then he turned to the body and said, "Tabitha, arise." She opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. He gave her his hand and helped her up, and then he called the saints and the widows into the room. He showed them Tabitha. She was alive. People everywhere in Joppa learned about this, and many believed in the Lord. Peter stayed in Joppa for many days with a man named Simon, who was a leather worker. What a wonderful story of new life. And, youngster, you can be sure it's true because it's in the Bible. Here's a good verse to remember. Romans 8:11 says, "If the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who indwells you."
Lord, His name is Christ. Into His name we are baptized. He has no beginning and no end.
He is our God and friend.
What a wonderful joy it is to praise the name of the living Lord Jesus Christ. Even though He died, yes, He's very much alive today. And He gives life to those who choose to believe in Him and follow Him and love Him and serve Him. That's what We Kids is all about, helping you to know God through His Son Jesus Christ. Wonderful good news. Instead of going on dead in our trespasses and sins, we can have life in Jesus. Just call upon His name. Mr. Nick here with We Kids, and now it's time for our wonderful We Kids March. Little Joe, how would you like to be March leader? Yes, Mr. Nick is picking you. By the way, if you've never heard this before, this is our wonderful We Kids March. We have a good time here, marching around when the band gets their thing together. And we're going to need you to sound good in just a minute or two here. And when the band is playing, we march. And we need some march leaders like Little Joe over here. And over here, Liam and AD, otherwise known as Aiden. How would you like to be march leader? You were picked by Mr. Nick. And over here, Taylor, you are march leader ahead of Thatcher and the rest of the family. You guys, please behave. Torrance is march leader in this family over here. Edison, you're going to be following this time. Stevie, you're ahead of Tim, Rachel, Cindy, Abby, Mariana, Joshua, and Zachariah. Love these larger families. And when they march, the neighborhood knows it, yes. One more, Casey, otherwise known as Cassandra. I'm putting you ahead of Courtney, Quentin, Joseph, and Memphis. And Mama, Papa, help me, please, if I've not picked a march leader. You know, I'd love to do that, but I just don't have time to pick everyone in every family. So if I've not picked a march leader, will you please pick one for me? Thank you. Remember the rules to this thing? Number one, feet in time with the music. Number two, knees up high. Number three, if you're a big marcher, please don't trample over any little marchers. Oh, that'd be terrible. And number four, thanks, trombone players. Watch out for the T-bone players during our wonderful We Kids March. And they're off. Zachary, you're doing fine. Here comes Rachel. You left, you left, you left, you right, you left. Grandma, put those knees up high. It's good for the old heart, you know. Here comes Eduardo. Good marching, young man. And Arian goes marching by. Hello, Alessandra. Hello, Jordan. Hello, Allegra. AD, you're doing fine. Liam, nice marching. And here comes the J kids, Jessica, Jolynn, Jenna. Nice marching, ladies. Hello, Bethany. Hello, Rachel. Hello, Hannah and Sarah and Lydia. Yes, it's nice to have the baby in on this, too. Look at this girl smile. If you've just tuned in, this is our wonderful We Kids March. With the kids of the neighborhood marching around here, it's wonderful audience participation. Here comes Benjamin. Deidre, nice marching. Here comes Devin. Austin, not too far behind. Now, wait a second, is it... Austin, are you leading or following? What's going on here? Well, let's straighten it out. Mom, a little help, please. Thank you. Colin goes marching by. Christopher goes marching by. Hello, Zary. Hello, Donnie and Jimmy and Skippy. There goes James and Harley in our wonderful We Kids March. Josiah marches through. Watch out for the T-bone players, Josiah. And here comes Jeremiah and Joseph and Sarah. Oh, I like these biblical names. In our wonderful Wee Kids March. Hannah, good marching. Jonas, Katie, good marching. Here comes Clara and baby Jackie in on this thing, too. Joseph and Martha, hello to you kiddos again. You're pretty good marchers, my grandma. Jasmine, keep it marching all the way to the end now. Tim, Rachel, Cindy, Stevie, Abby, Mariana, Joshua, and Zachariah. Oh, great marching. Oh, you kids are wonderful marchers. And you may be seated.
Fun for your ears, good for your heart.
KeysForKids.net.
This is Mr. Nick with Wee Kids, and it is so nice to have you along, little listener. Together we're praising the Lord, loving Him, serving Him, rejoicing in Him.
Ready?
Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh.
For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7.
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7.
Here we go.
Mr. Nick here with Wee Kids. Cute little song, huh? Thanks, Colin. Hannah, it's yours.
Beautiful, beautiful, Jesus is beautiful, and Jesus makes beautiful things of my life. Carefully touching me, causing us to see, Jesus makes beautiful things of my life.
Beautiful, beautiful, Jesus is beautiful, and Jesus makes beautiful things of my life. Carefully touching me, causing my eyes to see, Jesus makes beautiful things of my life.
Now look at this daffodil bulb. It's kind of plain, nothing special about it, but if I plant it in the ground, water it, and wait, Jesus will make it into a beautiful... beautiful flower.
If God could do that with a daffodil bulb, think what he could do with me.
Beautiful, beautiful, Jesus is beautiful, and Jesus makes beautiful things of my love. Carefully touching me, causing my eyes to see, Jesus makes beautiful things of my life. Beautiful.
Oh, it's a long way between the old sinful life and the new heart-cleansed life. What a difference between the old and the new. Jesus makes beautiful things of our lives. And we praise him and we thank him. Mr. Nick here with the Wee Kids. Zachary, did you know that you're loved? Jonas and Katie, did you know that you're loved? Jessica, Graham, and Ethan James, did you know that you're loved? In fact, I think it's time for a big radio hug. Are you ready for this? Here it comes from Mr. Nick. I'm going to gather all my radio kids in a big, big radio hug. This means, youngster, and I hope you can sense this, that you are loved, youngin'. And don't you forget it.
The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man. The wise man built his house upon the rock, and the house on the rock stood firm.
The rains came down and the floods came up. The rains came down and the floods came up. The rains came down and the floods came up, and the house on the rock stood firm.
Wait, let me try one. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. And the rain came tumbling down.
And you know who the rock is. The rock is the Lord Jesus Christ. And you've been hearing about him. Do you have ears to hear, like Jesus said? You've been hearing about him for the past half hour during Wee Kids. Remember today's Bible time about Tabitha dying and then living again? And that good verse to remember, Romans 8:11. The Bible says, if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who indwells you. And what that verse is saying, youngster, is that there is life in the Lord Jesus Christ. We deserve to die for our sins. And yet, Jesus brings us life freely if we will just receive his gift of new life. Have you invited the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your life, to wash the sin away? Tabitha was given her physical life back, but when we're given life by the Lord Jesus Christ, That is eternal life, which is forever. And forever we're going to be praising God in heaven with Him. Oh, that's wonderful good news. What is this? It looks like these guys are pulling back the shades and it's a swimming pool with a diving board? Well, I guess I'm swimming out today. Hey, youngster, remember, God loves you, and I love you, too. I truly, duly do. Talk to you next time.